Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. It's episode 4 of series 12. On this edition, we hear more about the choir's trip and performances at the O2 for Young Voices and the school's recent Superhero Day. We have features on toys, board games, shops, the most visited countries, food and gladiators. Plus, we have a very special guest for our interview today. Ahead of World Book Day this week, we were delighted to welcome the hugely talented rapper, poet and author Kimber to spend the day at Manor Lodge to workshop with the children. The children absolutely loved the sessions with him, and our Year 6 podcasters were also delighted to interview him. So stay tuned for that later. Let's get things started with Ethan and Bobby from Year 5, who told us on the last episode about the build-up to Senior Choir's trip to the O2 Arena to perform at Young Voices. Now they're back to tell us how it all went.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
And today we are going to be talking to you about Young Voices Part 2. We are back from the O2. We were all so tired after arriving just before midnight. I had to wake up for my sister's 7th birthday. She had lots of presents. Yay! My favourite thing is when the lights went out and the little lights turned on. My favourite song was Stargazing by Miles Smith.
We had the most amazing night. We sang with many special guests and partied all night. We had rehearsals from 2 to 5 and then had 2 hours to eat dinner. And then the concert started at 7 p.m. We had so much fun and we were all sad when the night ended. There were many emotional songs, including What Was I Made For and Stargazing. My favourite song was Stargazing by Miles Smith.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye.
Next here is Ahana from Year 4 to tell us about one of our recent house charity days in support of Noah's Ark Hospice, where everyone was invited to dress up as a superhero for the day.
Hi, my name is Ahana and today I'll be talking about Hero Day. I was my mum. Hero Day at school was placed on Tuesday, 10th of February. Now I'll tell you what a few of my friends were. Ava in 4K was her mum. Iman in 4K was a famous fencer. Ava and Alexa in 4C were Abigail's. Sienna in 4J was her dad. Penelope in 4C was her mum. Sophie in 4C was Simone Bowles. May in 4C was her mum. Arohi in RSH was her mum. Rian in 1RI was a doctor. Reese in RMA was an astronaut. Sienna in 1RI was her older sister, Ava, in 4K. Miss Dixon was David Attenborough. Miss Charlesworth was a suffragette voting for women's rights. Now I'll tell you a fun fact about Hero Day. We bought in £2 to donate to Noah's Ark Hospice. Now I will tell you my this or that decision. Mine was colouring, and this one is podcast club or competing. Tell you mine next podcast. Bye, thank you for listening.
On to entertainment next. Here is Aman from Year 4 with some facts about everyone's favourite Saturday night TV show, Gladiators.
Hello, my name is Aman, and today I will be telling you about the TV show Gladiators. For those of you who don't know, Gladiators is a show where brave contenders face people known as gladiators, not the real Roman gladiators, in dangerous events. First, I will tell you about the gladiators' backgrounds. Number 1. Nitro. Nitro's saying is, "I'm bringing the good vibes." Nitro charged onto the world stage after becoming the first athlete to win gold in both the 100m and 200m at the World Youth Championships, earning him BBC Young Sports Personality of the Year 2005. He is 5 feet 11 inch. Next, Athena. Athena's saying is, "I've got the brains and the brawn." She is a winner of the 3 gold and 2 silver Commonwealth powerlifting medals, 5-time All England champion and 5-time British powerlifting champion. Up next, Phantom. Phantom's saying is, "You can't hide from me." A Team GB Olympian, Phantom competed in the 2018 Pyeongchang Winter Olympics as part of the bobsleigh team. Diamond. Diamond's saying is, "Always shine bright." Her passion for sport began at the age of 6 when she played football for a boys' team before captaining a girls' side for many years later, joining Worcester City Ladies. Now I will be telling you about different gladiator-related things. First of all, gladiators' epic pranks. This is also on BBC iPlayer. It is about the gladiator Nitro pranking all the other gladiators in silly, jaw-dropping and funny pranks. Season 2 has just come out and it is bursting with laughter and joy. The last episode is a real plot twist. The gladiators prank Nitro. Go to BBC iPlayer to find out more. And finally, do you want to step in the very arena that the gladiators compete in? Go to gladiators-experience.com. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Toys are on the mind of our podcasters this week. In a moment, Ahana will have a rundown of popular toys, but first, here are Ava and Sienna with their top 10 toys too.
Hi, my name is Ahana, and today I'm going to talk about the most popular toys. Number one is a creative and activity toy, like sticky rolls. Jumbo Studio offers wearable DIY crafts, and Gecko Run Marble Run encourages STEM skills with mess-free wall-mounted vertical tracks. Number two is plush and wellness, like Jellycat plush toys and Labubu toys from Popmart are trending. Hugger Lumps and microwavable squishmallows provide comfort and tactical scenery play. Number three is characters and electronics, like Stitch surfboards. RC is a top pick for Disney fans. Mr. Beast Lab Cryos set offers an immersive reveal experience. Number four, collectibles like Simski Phosphorin figures are highly popular for their glow-in-the-dark feature. Number five, interactive dolls like Gabby's Dollhouse. Spin Master is a top contender, and Pets Alive Mama Turtle Surprise is popular for surprise reveals, and Dress to Impress mystery model dolls are high demanding items. Now, I will tell you my decisions for The Last This or That. I chose DT. Now, today's This or That will be, would you rather have a full day of drawing at school or a full day of reading? Thank you for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Hello, my name is Sienna.
And I'm Ava.
Today we are telling you about the top 10 holidays in 20 top 10 toys in 2026.
Number 1. FIFA World Cup 2026 Ballers Zuru Collection Football Themed Toys.
Number 2. Lego Botanical Collection Popular Creative Building Sets.
Number 3. Care Bears Range Basic Fun High Demand Nuzzle Plus Toy.
Number 4. Fugler's Fug Stars 9 Inch Plush 20 Plush from Zuru.
Number 5. Hex Bot Sticker Bots Interactive Tech Toys.
Number 6. Neato Jelly Hops Sensory Pocket Money Toys.
Number 7. Playmobil 72011 ESA Mars Research Rocket Educational Preschool Focus Play.
Number 8. Style 4 Ever Mini Camera Bag Charm Kit Creative Wearable Tech.
Number 9. Partition Lab Buki Frames STEM Education Kit.
Number 10. Lego Minecraft Mini Bowimes Game Theme Building Sets.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Don't forget to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Sticking to the theme of play, next we have Layla and Sophie from Year 6 with their top 5 board games.
Hello. Welcome to our part of the podcast.
My name is Sophie.
And my name is Layla.
Today we will be rating the top 5 board games in our opinions.
We hope you enjoy.
Number 5, Chess. Chess is a strategic game with lots of brain power involved. It is quite easy to learn but can be hard to master. We think it is a really fun game to play with your friends and family, and you can even hold a mini tournaments at home.
Number 4, Traitors Board Game. The Traitors board game comes from the TV show Traitors, hosted by Claudia Winkleman.
It can be a bit difficult to set up, but really fun when playing. It is a family-friendly board game.
Number three, the Game of Life. The Game of Life is a game where you simulate a journey from your young adulthood to retirement. It allows you to do things that you do when you're older, like choosing jobs, getting married, having children, maybe even going to jail. It was released in 1960.
Number two, Scrabble. Scrabble is a really fun game where you make words and learn and have fun. You learn about words and try to score high points against your opponents.
Number one,
Monopoly.
Monopoly is a game about learning how to buy and sell properties to your opponents.
Approximately up to 10,000 Monopoly games are sold per day globally and 1 million copies per year on average.
More than 250 million
copies of Monopoly are sold every year.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye!
Over to Ava in Year 4 now to tell us about her favourite food.
Hi, my name is Ava and I'm in Year 4. Today I'll be talking to you about my favourite food. My favourite food is dosa. Dosa is a popular South Indian thin, crispy crepe made from fermented batter of rice and black gram. Served hot, usually with sambar and coconut chutney. It is a nutritious breakfast or snack often enjoyed throughout India and globally. Common variations including stuffing it with potato. This is masala dosa, or if you make it thick, then it's set dosa. It tastes so good. Thank you for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
Next, we have Anissa and Idris from Year 4 with their top 5 most visited countries.
Hi. And welcome to our part of the podcast. Today we will be talking about the top 5 most visited countries in the world.
My name is Idris.
And my name is Anissa. The first one is
France. France, the largest country in the European Union and officially the French Republic, is a premier global tourist destination known for its rich culture, history and hexagon shape. With Paris as its capital, it is famous for its gastronomy, wine, art, including the Louvre, and iconic landmarks like the Eiffel Tower. The second one is
Spain. Spain has a population of over 48 million, famous for its 49 plus UNESCO World Heritage sites and over 8,000 kilometres of beaches. It is the world's leading olive oil producer. Key aspects include Spanish as a top global language, a lively tapas culture, unique tradition like La Tomatina, and a high life expectancy. Geography and people. The third one is
United States. The US states offer diverse facts, from Alaska being the largest and home to massive parks to Rhode Island being the smallest, while California has the biggest population and Wyoming the smallest, with unique features like Kentucky's Mammoth Cave, Idaho's Gems, Minnesota's Old Rocks, and West Virginia being entirely in a mountain range. Each state boasts unique claims, like Colorado's Mile High Capital Step, or Missouri being the most forgotten state, making for interesting trivia. The fourth one is
Italy. Italy is a boot-shaped mountainous peninsula in southern Europe, famous for its rich history, art, and cuisine. As a republic with Rome as its capital, it boasts the highest number of UNESCO World Heritage sites globally. Key facts include the existence of independent enclaves within its borders, Vatican City and San Marino, and its status as the world's largest wine producer. The fifth one is
Turkey. Turkey, officially Turkey, is a transcontinental country spanning Southeast Europe and Western Asia, bridging two continents with a unique blend of Eastern and Western cultures.
Known for its known for Istanbul's historic straddling of Europe and Asia. It is a major geopolitical power, a NATO member, and a popular tourist destination featuring ancient ruins, 80,000+ mosques, and diverse coastal landscapes along the Mediterranean.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Alexa is here next with her top 10 shops.
Hi, I'm Alexa, and today I'm going to talk to you about the top 10 shops. Number 1, Harrods. Harrods is famous for its luxury, food tools, and internal appeal. Number 2, Selfridges. Selfridges is an award-winning department store known for fashion and beauty. Number 3, Liberty London. Liberty London is known for its Tudor-style building, curated fashion, and luxury goods. Number 4, John Lewis & Partners. John Lewis & Partners re-owned for quality homeware, fashion, and trusted service. Number 5, Fortnum & Mason. Fortnum & Mason is famous for tea, luxury hampers, and unique food items. Number 6, Harvey Nichols. Harvey Nichols is a premier fashion destination with high-end brands. Number 7, Marks & Spencer's. Marks & Spencer's is a high street staple for quality clothing and food. Number 8, House of Fraser. House of Fraser offers a wide range of products and well-known brands. Number 9, Daunt Books. Daunt Books reopened for its beautiful Edwardian surroundings and extensive travel selection. Number 10, Blackout 2. Blackout 2, a highly regarded vintage clothing store. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
We round things off with our interview for this episode. As mentioned in the intro, this week's interview is with rapper, poet, and author Kimber. After working with the children throughout Monday this week, he sat down with Otto, Layla, and Sophie from Year 6 to answer their questions.
Hello, and welcome to the Manor Law School podcast.
My name is Layla.
My name is Sophie.
And my name is Otto.
And we have a special guest, Kimber.
Hello, Kimber. And if you don't know who Kimber is...
Kimber is a rap poet.
Who is visiting Manor Lodge for today.
Today we are going to interview you for the Manor Lodge School podcast.
Today you have come to our school.
We were very excited.
And enjoyed our classes with you.
Here are some questions we are going to ask you.
Number one, what inspired you to be a rap poet?
So the first inspiration for being a rapper happened for me, I think it was 1993. I heard a rapper called Ghostface, and the song that I heard him doing talked about his childhood, and it reminded me a lot of my childhood, and it inspired me to want to write about my experiences growing up.
Two, do you like going to schools and teaching us?
Do you know what? I really do. I really do. I find that the experience I had of being inspired by someone else has really made me appreciate being able to inspire others.
Thank you. Three, what is your favorite poem you have made?
That's a very tough question. I can give you a couple of them. So one is called King Arthur, which talks about the idea, or presents the idea, of becoming royalty from what we create as writers. The second one is called Celebrity, which again is also a poem or piece that celebrates each individual having something within them that's worth celebrating. So King Arthur and Celebrity.
That's cool. Number four, how old were you when you started being a rap poet?
I started writing poetry at the age of 11. It wasn't until I was age 18 that I started to rap and to write poetry together.
Five, what was your dream when you were younger?
So two of my biggest dreams growing up, well, three, were that I would become a professional American football player, and that I would be an architect, and that I would be a musician. So I've yet to become an architect. I played semi-professional football in the United States, and I am now a musician.
Thank you. To young people, what advice do you give when writing?
The advice I would give a young person is to stay inspired and value your story. We all have experiences that can allow us to share specific stories that no one else has had, or stories that people will be familiar with. So we should also stay inspired by thinking about the things that cause us to be excited about life, because when we are excited about life and we realize that our story is valuable, we find that we have something worth writing about.
Number 7, if you weren't a rap poet, what job would you do?
I would be if I wasn't a rapping poet, I would be an architect, a fashion designer, or what I'm doing now is a musician. So, and then I'm writing books as well. So I do a bit of both. So it's yeah.
Number 8, have you ever faced abuse and has it impacted you?
Yeah, this is an interesting question. Abuse, I think that some of the abuse I may have experienced as a young person, I didn't know was abuse. So I think there's, when we use the word abuse, what we mean is being exposed to something that was very unexpected and something that's probably beyond our emotional capacity to understand. And I think I had some of those experiences as a young person before the age of 11, but I don't know if I knew it was abuse at that time. So it definitely did have an impact.
Thank you. What are you planning on next?
So I'm currently writing more books. Imagine that. So I recently just released my first young adult novel was released, and it's called Shades of Black, which is now out, which people can get from my website, www.kingkimba.com. It's not available for purchase anywhere else online at the moment, but that book is now available, and I'm really excited about that book. I'm working on future books, actually, with future ideas, and also more music.
Number 10, where are you from?
So I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier. I'm originally from a place called Trenton, New Jersey, in the United States of America. And I also lived in Kentucky in the U.S. as well for quite a while.
Oh, that's so good.
Do you have any other interests?
Gosh, I love travel. I love sports. I love fashion. And I love food as well. So I would really want to learn how to expand my cooking repertoire and also design as well.
Thank you. Finally, what do your family think about your career?
I think my family are really excited about my career and what I do, but also some of them probably surprised as well, because growing up, I didn't know that I would become a published author. And so the fact that my life has taken that turn, I think that they appreciate the fact that I get to share stories with people, but also I get to travel the world. I get to go abroad as well. And that's definitely something that has surprised them and surprised me as well.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. Bye.
Bye, Kimba. Thank you for coming to our school and letting us interview you. It was a great experience. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, and a big thank you to Kimber for joining us and inspiring the children this week. It was an honour to have you on the podcast. And as always, it's an honour to have you listening. Please do join us again for our next episode, which will be out soon. So hit that subscribe button and spread the word across the Manor Lodge School community. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was a piece of music created on GarageBand by Layla in Year 6. And now to close the show, here is Amar from Year 4 playing Contradance Generale by Joseph Bologna on the clarinet.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.